Okay, we're going to begin here on the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Bet by the Mishnah. The length of the string used to measure the tchum should be 50 amot. We had seen this earlier. No less and no more. And when they're measuring, the two people holding the string should both hold it at the level of their heart. That's just to keep a consistency in the height of the string so that the measurement is a measurement of the distance, not anything to do with the grade. Yamudei Begila guy, he's measuring and he reaches some sort of gorge or glen, Ola Gader, or he reaches some sort of stone wall that had collapsed or was placed there, Mavlio. Then he circumvents it and includes it, Vechozer Lemidato. And then he continues to measure it. Now, Mavlio means that if the fence, the gorge, the glen isn't so wide that he's able to walk to the side of that object, measure how deep or how long it is, and then return to the location where he was measuring. So that's what it's called to be mavlio. He includes it in the measurement, but he does it by circumventing the object itself. Higia lahar, mavlio, v'chuzer l'midato. Same thing with a mountain, a hill. He goes around it, and then continues his measurement. Ubilvad, shelo yitzei chutz l'tchum. The only condition here is that he doesn't leave the tchum in order to do that. Rashi brings two interpretations of what chutz l'tchum means. One is that he goes beyond the tchum. He goes beyond the 2,000 amot and then doubles back to do the measurement. That's one, which he doesn't like as much. The other one he said is that he has to move beyond the 2,000 amot of the tchum from side to side. That he shouldn't, if he's going to circumvent the object, if he has to move, if he's going north, if he has to move east or west to go around it, he shouldn't go so far east or so far west that he has left the tchum in order to come around it. In both cases, the Gemara says, it's gzeira mishum ro'eh otomodeid. Someone seeing him doing the measurements sees him out at that location and is going to think that that's part of the tchum. So we don't want people to make the mistake of seeing a measure out that far. Then, imeinu yochol la'avlio. So if he doesn't have the ability to circumvent the object, to go around it, to do this measurement. We drill a hole through the mountain. So that's not literally drill a hole through the mountain, but we'll see, the Gemara gives a suggestion about how we deal with this, and we actually saw it earlier in the Masechta already. How do we know that you use a string that is 50 amot? So I'm reviewing the Marab, the Amakura, Pasuk says, Orach HaChatzer, Me'ab be'ama, v'ruchav, 50 by 50. This is talking about the chatzer mishkan, which is 100 by 50. But the pasuk states it in an interesting way, which is, orach chatzer me'ab be'ama, which is easy to understand. V'ruchav 50 would have been sufficient. But it says, v'ruchav 50 by 50. So the additional b'chamishim, amra Torah, b'chevel shel 50 amah, madud. So that you should measure it with a 50 amah string. That's b'chamishim, with 50. With 50 means you have 50 on my string to do all the measurements. It says, Habi Baile Lito Chamishim Lasabev Chamishim. We already earlier in the Masechta back on Chav Gimel Amud Bet mentioned that we use this limud to teach you the amount of area that's considered to be Ibur Ha'ir, the measurements that we look for, which is 50 by 100. But 50 by 100, which gives you 5,000 square amot, is not a square. So if you want to square that off to find out the area, that's what the Pasuk is saying, 50 by 50. Litol 50, take the other 50, usavev 50, and put it together to make it into a square, which is the square root of 5,000, which is the number that we're using all along, which is the 70 2/3 amot that we're using as the measurement. So that's the limud that we got from this pasuk already. So Mar says, imlem kra 50 by 50. Then I could have just said, 50 by 50. My 50 by 50. The bi 50 with 50. That extra ba, shmamina, tarte. We can learn both things. So the fact that it mentioned 50 twice tells you to square it out in order to get the measurement. And then b'chamishim tells you to use a 50 amah string in order to measure. Lo pachot v'lo yoter. Tana lo pachot mipnei shemar be. Shouldn't use a smaller string because you end up extending the tchum because you can pull it very taut. And since it's so small, you'll pull it taut and it'll actually stretch the string a little bit and you'll end up with more than 2,000 amot. V'lo yoter. And not a larger string, because then you reduce the 2,000 amot, because you're going to get sag in the middle. It's going to be so long that you're not going to be able to pull it tight or taut, and it's going to have a little sag, and that's going to cause you to actually reduce the 2,000 amot. So 50 amot is that perfect length that allows you both to not allow it sag in the middle, but not to pull it too taut, that you actually stretch the rope or string. The assumption is that at that level, it reached some sort of balance between the two. You're right. In any string, you can do both. It can sag no matter how short it is, and it can stretch it no matter how long it is. It just seems that 50 amot is that balanced level. I'm a Rabbi Yassi. Some have a girsa of Rabbi Ami. Ein modudim el befebel shel afskima. You can only use that type of rope. My afskima. I'm a Rabbi Abba Nargila. My Nargila. I'm a Rav Yaakov, Edigla Dechad Navro, a palm tree with a single best to it. Ikadamri Mai Af Sekima, Beave Amar Nargila, Rav Yaakov Amar, Dikla Dechad Navro. On the palm tree, if you go around the palm tree, there's this stringy type of material that you can unwind from around it. So if you use that, that's the type of string that we're using, assuming because it's strong and it also holds taut and doesn't stretch. So I'm assuming it has all the properties of something that we want, so that's why we would use it. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Ein lecha she'afel midida yoter mishalshalot shel barzel. Be nothing better than using metal chains in order to measure, because they don't have the problem of stretching. Might have a problem of sagging, but not of stretching. Torah already tells us in Zechariah, uviado chevel mida. There it's talking about measuring of Yerushalayim. By measuring Yerushalayim before the Mikdash latid lavo. And there it says that the vision that Zechariah has, there's a person there, uviado chevel mida. And his hand is a rope to measure. Baktiv. But doesn't it say in Yechezkel itself, uviadaish Kne Hamida, that in the hand of the individual was the measuring stick. He used a stick, not a rope or a string. How the Tarei? That's for the gates. It's interesting because the Psukim there do mention the gates and some of the Ta'im, although in the beginning it sounds like he's measuring something larger. But nevertheless, there is, in a lot of the Psukim there, measures the gateways. And so the Gemara says that the Kanei Amida is used for the gateways, but to measure large areas or to measure length and width of a large area, you would use the Chevel Hamida, the measuring rope or the measuring string. Tani Rav Yosef, Shlosha Chavalim Heim, there are three types of ropes. Shel Magag, which is a type of reed. Shel Netzer, which is wicker. Shel Pishtan, which is flax. Shel Magag, the para. They use this reed rope or string for the para, the tnan. When they're going to burn the animal, they tie up its legs, and then they put it on top of the pyre. So what do they tie up its legs with? It's magag. Rashi says the reason they used magag is because it's not mikabel tuma. Since it's not mikabel tuma, we're dealing with the paraduma, which has to be super tahor. So that's why we want to use this magag. Even though Tosafot points out that all ropes are considered to be tahor, because they're not tevi venos. They're not woven in any way. They don't have a din of a beged. So therefore it wouldn't be mekabel tumah. Nevertheless, by the para, we go out of our way to do things that are extra tahor. So even though the rope itself or the string itself would not be mekabel tumah, we still use a material that even would not be mekabel tumah to have that extra level of tahara associated with it. Shel nitzarim, the wicker we use the sota, or the sota that's not of the Mishnah by sota, v'achakach maybe chevel amitzri, v'koshro l'mala midadah. They tear her shirt. When they bring her, they pull her up and they tear her shirt. In order to keep the shirt from falling off of her, they tie a rope around it. That's chevel amitzri, in order to keep her shirt on so it doesn't come off. But that rope that they use is shel nitzarim, that's made out of wicker. Veshel pishtan, and the one made out of flax, is used for measuring. It's clear here that Rav Yosef argues on the previous statement that we had from Rav Asi. Rav Asi says that you're using the string from the dikla, the chad navra. Over here, Rav Yosef is saying that you use a rope that is made out of pishtan, that's made out of flax. They have a machloket as to which rope that you are using. As well as in the Igadamri, when we asked what the afskima was, Rabbi Ava say it was Nargila, and Rabbi Yaakov Amar Dikla Dechad Navra. So if Nargila has some sort of independent meaning, that would mean that we actually have three opinions as to what the rope or what the string was that they used to measure here. Ayamudeid v'igia. He gets to a point where he reaches this gorge, this glen. Netani choser l'midato. The fact that it says he goes back to his measuring. Mechlau dim enu yachol avlio holech l'makom sheyachol avlio. It indicates that if he can't be mavli, can't subsume this area by simply using the 50 amash string or rope, then he goes to a place where he can subsume it in the measurement. He has a rope that's 50 amot long. If he could stand on one end of the gorge, the glen, and have someone stand on the other end, and it's less than 50 amot apart, you don't have a problem, because then you just run across the top. But here, it's wider than that. So now, if he wants to be mavliol, how does he do that? He has to walk further down the glen or gorge till he reaches a point where he can cross over and have a gorge or glen be less than 50 amot from the edge to the other edge of this area. So, umavlio, vitzofo keneged midato. Then he goes across, and then he surveys, looks back to where he was, v'chozer, and then he continues to measure. So he basically comes to the point where he can't go any longer. He takes a turn, goes out to wherever he can, cross over, and then comes back to his original spot and continues to measure. So that's what it means, chozer lemidato. He comes back to measuring is because he can't be mavli in his location because it's too far apart. It's more than 50 amot wide at that point. So it's more than 50 amot wide, he can't be mavli. So he gets to a point in the glen of the gorge where he can be mavli it. And then he does it, returns to where he started out or to the area where he was, and he continues forward from there. So Mar says, Tanina halatan rabbanan, our Mishnah supports that which we have in a Braita. Hayam mudid v'igi amida legai, im yachol avliyo b'chevel shel chamishim ama, if you can subsume it with a 50 ama string or rope that goes across, that he could traverse it without going into it, then mavliyo, bimlav, that's not the case, oleich l'makom sheyachol avliyo, he moves along the gorge of the glen to a place where he can subsume it, umavliyo, and then he includes it, v'tzofeh, and then he surveys back, v'chuzer l'midato, and he goes back to his original measurement. So he takes the crossing, comes back to the original measurement, and continues onward. So he understands, he can figure out how far along he is. If it was mi'ukam, Rashi brings down two interpretations of what mi'ukam is. Makdir vole, makdir viyoreit. So Rashi says, mi'ukam, one possibility is, and this is the one that he says, kach shamati, the misora that he had, if the descent was shallow descent where it's plausible or easy enough to walk it, then we ask you to actually measure it. We don't ask you to go around it, we ask you to measure it itself. Whereas, he says, Kasha Liba, he has a number of questions on it, although he doesn't bring those questions. The Tosafot jumps in and tries to help and says the Reeve brings what those questions or problems were. But he offers a different pshat, which is, if the guy or the area goes around the city, that not only does it stay on this side, but it turns around the side of the city, then he doesn't have the ability to be Mavliyo. Because by turning around the city, traverse it at any point, he's not going to have the ability to go out on one side and then come back on the other side. So therefore we force him to be Mikader. We force him to actually measure the guy. Now Mikader, as Rashi says, I explained that to you already. Mikader is the way the Mishnah describes it. You take a string, we're going to see in the Gemara in a little bit, that's 4 amot long, and they have two people measure it. The lower one holds it connectedly bow by his heart, the upper one holds it by his feet, and they slowly move up the mountain that way, 4 amot at a time. But that way you're simply measuring the distance, the width of this area without measuring the depth. What we're trying to do is avoid measuring the depth, but rather just measure straight across. So how do you do that is you shorten up the rope or the string, and then you go piece by piece, you go along it, basically to capture the base, what would have been the base of a triangle and not capture the hypotenuse. But to avoid that, they shorten up the string to do that. So that's the solution in a case where it's mi'ukam, where you don't have the ability to be mavlio because the area where you're measuring, the guy goes all the way around to the other sides. It turns around the city, and by turning around the city, it doesn't offer you the opportunity to do that. Then, higia lekoto, he reaches a wall. En omri mikovet akoto, we don't say put a hole through the wall. Ela omdo veholeich lo. You estimate how thick the wall is, and then you go to the other side and continue onward. Va'anan znan. Don't we have Mishnah that says mavlio v'chozer l'midato? Our Mishnah which says that when you have a wall, if you have an object like this, you go around it to the side, you figure out how long it is, and then you come back to your original position. So in one case we're asking you to estimate it, and in the other case we're telling you to actually measure it. So hatam necha tashmishta, hacha lo necha tashmishta. It has to do with the ability to utilize this object. So noach leiluch tzat, if it is easy to use, kagon, mitlaketa sara mitoch arba'a, meaning that it goes up 10 within 4, hatam tani mavlio, over there you do use it, vim yachol, vim lav mikader. If you can do it, then you're mavlio, if not, then you do this hole through it. Hocha, kotos agufyoter, it's very high, Then we say, estimate the depth of this kotel. So if you have something that is very steep and difficult to work with, then we say, omdo, figure out what the estimated distance is that would have been, because it's too hard to work with this kotel, this wall. So it's so high and it's difficult to traverse. We say, go ahead and estimate the distance and go to the other side. On the other hand, if you have a kotel d'neched hashmishtei, which is that the incline, whatever this pile, whatever this wall is here, is much more shallow. Which here, the definition of shallow according to Rashi, or neched hashmishtei according to Rashi, is that it's mitlakeit asara mitoch arba, which is, it goes up 10 tefachim within 4 amot. It rises 10 tefachim within 4 amot. That's considered to be neched hashmishtei, and therefore he's mavlio. He does a havla'ah, he goes around it and comes back around to the front. Or he can be mikader, which is the other option. So that's what the Gemara answers for the stira between what we have here and what we have there, which is, if it comes to a kotel, inomrimi kovet the kotel, don't put a hole through it, elo omdo, you estimate it, v'holechlo, and then you continue onwards. That's in a case where the wall is very steep, or the object, or the obstacle in your way is extremely difficult to traverse. There we tell you, estimate it, and then start on the other side. On the other hand, if it's neched hashmishtei, it's easy enough to use, over there we say, mavlio v'chozer l'midato. Do the havla, and then continue onward. I'm Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Lo shanu. We only learned this. Lo shanu means we're coming to qualify something. So Rashi says, what's lo shanu? Dimekader. What, we do use this kidur or not? So lo shanu elo she'en chut ha-mishkolet yored kenegdo. That's only in a case where the plumb line that you would drop doesn't fall directly down. Aval, chut ha-mishkolet yored kenegdo, modudo mida yafa. Then you measure it, a nice measurement, and you don't use the koder. The question here is, what is the angle of the drop into the gorge or the valley down below? If the angle is very sharp, that means that when you drop the plumb line down, it comes within a very close distance to where you are on the top. That means that it's extremely steep. Over there, we ignore the descent. We completely ignore the descent, and you simply measure where you get to at the top. You get down to the base, measure across the base, go up the other side, and then continue onward. We ignore completely the descent or the angle of the descent because it's so sharp. It's such a deep drop. That's so sharp that we consider it insignificant. Basically, the slope of that drop is so insignificant that we don't worry about it. Because you can drop a plumb line down and you're basically within a very close distance to where you are sitting on top. On the other hand, if you drop the plumb line down and that plumb line goes more than 4 amot away from where you are, that's already a slope that we have to contend with. And that slope to contend with is that we use kidur, that you actually have to measure the descent by going down, using that 4 amot string, and going down. This is assuming that you can't be mavliyat, that you couldn't incorporate it by simply pulling the string across it. So here, if you could pull the string across it, we tell you pull the string across the 50 amot and ignore it completely. If it's more than 50 amot, and you can't be mavliyat for whatever reason, then you're going to use kidur. Kidur is this measurement where you take the 4 amot string, and you descend slowly to measure it on the way down. But Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that's only true where the slope going down is in such a manner that a distance, the base is distance from the top, more than what would be standard for the plumb line. So the plumb line, if it drops straight, that's fine. You don't have to worry about the slope at all. If it drops and it doesn't reach the bottom and it's laid out on an angle, number might be 4 amot, we'll see that in a second, it's more than 4 amot away from where you are on top, then we force you to measure the slope. Measuring the slope, you're not really measuring the slope, you're measuring really the base underneath it, but then you have to measure the distance away from where you are to the base, and that's going to be included in the measurement. Right, so that's what Tosafot asks here at the end of the sugya. How many different situations do we have here? Why is the din different in these different situations? So we'll get to that when we incorporate everything, try to bring it all back together again. So that's the one qualification that we have here. Then kama umko shogai. How deep can such a valley be that we allow you to measure it in this way? So Amar Rav Yosef alpayin. It could be even up to 2,000 amot deep, and you can still measure in this manner. Etve abaye amot kuf rochav nun. Mavlio, that if it's 100 deep and 50 wide, then mavlio, you can include it. Bimav, in mavlio. If not, then you can't be mavli, you can't include it. So, who? Damar ki achirim. Rav Yosef is following the position of the achirim, the tanya. Achirim, amim afila mok alpayim, rochav non mavlio. then you can be mavliyat, you can include it because the depth doesn't matter because you can traverse it. Even more than 2,000 amot deep, you can still be mavliyat. Come on. Now he's not following either one of the Tanaic positions. We have the Tanakam who says 100 amot. You have the Acherim saying 2,000 amot. And here's Rabbi Yosef saying more than 2,000 amot. Hatam, the case where you have a machloket between the Tanakam and the Acherim is a case she'ein chuta mishkolet yored kenegdo. That's in a case where the plumb line, when you drop it, doesn't fall directly below, but it's pushed out. Then we have a limit to as what the depth is that you're allowed to traverse or be mavli. Hacha, b'chut ha'mishkolot yored kenegdo. Over here is where the slope is so steep that the plumb line drops straight down. Over there is where Rabbi Yosef says the depth doesn't matter. V'chi ein chut ha'mishkolot yored kenegdo ad kama. What is considered to be when the plumb line drops straight? And what is it considered to be the plumb line is not straight? So Amar Avime Dalit, 4 amot. V'chein Dani Dram Echezkel is Dalit amot. It's 4 amot. So if you drop the plumb line down, and the bottom of the plumb line is more than 4 amot away from where you are on top, distance away, that's a slope that you have to contend with. A slope that you have to contend with, again, we saw this before, according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that's a slope that you have to contend with in terms of measurement. You can't just ignore the slope, you have to measure it. Now you magdir it, but Magdirit, should basically you're trying to get is this the base of that amount, away from where you are on the top to where it ends the slope at the bottom. You want to know how long that is. You're going to have to measure that. If it's less than amount, we're going to say ignore it, ignore the slope completely. In addition to that, Rav Yosef over here says, if it's less than 4 amot away, when you drop the plumb line, you can go across, use this 50 amot across, and say Mavlio, and say we ignore the valley below entirely. We ignore it. No matter how deep this area is or how gorgeous it is, you can just cross it without any problem. But if its slope is more than 4 amot, then you have to contend with depth. And we only allow you to ignore it, according to the Tanakhama, if it's 100 amot deep, and according to the Acherim, if it's 2,000 amot deep. But beyond that, you can't ignore it anymore, and you'd have to deal with this valley. Higia lahar, mavliyo v'chozer l'midato. If he reaches some sort of incline, then he's kozer l'midato. He goes around him, mavliyo, he goes around him, and then continues onward. Amarova, lo shanu el bahar, hamit lakei jud mitoch dalit. It's only with something that's upright that it climbs at a very steep pace, which is, it goes up 10 tefachim within 4 amot. Aval bahar, hamit lakei jud mitoch, hey? If you have it slope be less steep, which is that it goes up 10 tefachim in 5 amot, Modudo medida yafa. Then you just go, you measure it like normal. You have to measure it like any other case. You just keep going. It's as if it's part of the topography of the area. And we don't say, oh, make everything absolutely flat. You just continue onward. We don't assume that this steepness or this slope should be ignored. Ravuna, Brady Ryatan, Matni Lakula. He has the statement of Rovo, actually Lakula. I'm a Rovo. Loshana ala bahar mit lakita sarami to chamesh. The only time that we do this havla'a, or we do that other option, is when it goes up 10 tefachim within 5 amot, where it's a gradual steepness. If it's very steep, then you just estimate the amount, and you go and start on the other side. So that would be the kula, because in the first case, we say that when it's very steep, you do the havla'a. When it's less steep, then you actually have to measure it. You actually go along it and measure it as if it doesn't exist. There's no steepness at all. And the second statement in Rova, the way he's learning Rova, is that when it's gentle slope, then you're mavlio. When it's a very sharp slope, you ignore it completely. You just estimate how much it is, the depth or the width of it, and then you just continue on the other side. Right? Ubavashli would say chutz l'tchum. As long as he doesn't go outside of the tchum in order to do this measurement. So now the Gemara says, my timer. What's the reason? This is something that we mentioned in the Mishnah, because they're afraid people will see you measuring it on the outside. If they see you measuring it on the outside, then they're going to think the tchum goes there. So whether you take the one of the two interpretations of Rashi brings on the Mishnah, the problem is the same. In the first interpretation, he goes beyond the tchum and then comes back, doubles back, which Tosfot says doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But if you subscribe to that explanation, then he's gone beyond the 2,000 amot, now he's doubling back, people are going to see him all the way beyond, and they're going to make a mistake. According to the second interpretation, where he moves to the side, he moves out of the tchum to the side to Mimav Leon and comes back again, people are going to make the mistake that they see him out to that side, they think he's in the tchum, and that's the mistake they're going to make. But in either case, we're worried about what people are going to see with the person who's measuring, they're going to make assumptions as to where the tchum goes based on where they see him. Tan Rabbanan, Ketzad Mikadrin. How do you do this kidur? We said before that if you can't be mavlio, then we use this, you drill a hole through it. But you don't literally drill a hole through it. Mikader, how do you mikader? So we say like this, Tachton keneged libo, Elyon keneged maglutav. The person who's standing on the slope now, the lower person on the slope holds the string at his heart level. Person higher on the slope puts it by his feet. That's basically to keep the string straight based on the slope. Amar Abaye Nakatinan in Mikadrina Lebechevel Shal Arba Amot. You also shorten up the string to 4 amot. Because the longer the string is, the more of the slope you're going to really incorporate. The shorter the string is, you're just capturing the base of that area, you're ignoring the steepness or the slope itself. So the shorter the string, the more of the slope you ignore. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, in Mikadrin, lo be'egle arufa, lo be'arei miklat, b'pnei she'en shel Torah. And this is something that we saw earlier back on Daf Lamed Hey, which is that Ein Mikadrin, this kidur is a kula that we use by Tchumei Shabbat because they are a din de Rabbanan. When it comes to din d'oraita, like Egla Arufa, we have to measure from the corpse to the nearest city, Ein Mikadrin. We don't use this Mikadrin, but you got to measure slopes, everything, up, down, all around. You got to do the measurements. And the same is true with Arei Miklat. The Arei Miklat, which are a safety zone for the person who killed Bishogeg, they're not only a safety zone within the city, but including the Tchum of the city. The Tchum of the city is also included as gives the same properties of the Arei Miklat. How far is that Tchum? It'll be different for the Arei Miklat with regards to the Din Miklat versus Tchum Shabbat. Be interesting by an Arei Miklat whether they had two measurements there. They had a measurement for Tchum of Arei Miklat and then a measurement for Tchum Shabbat. They put up two different posts. Or in order to avoid confusion, they only put up one, which is one for the Arei Miklat. And they said, all right, for Shabbat, they'll have to make it shorter here so that person doesn't make a mistake. And go beyond that, because then he's subject to the Gol Adam, and he could be killed if he goes beyond that point. In those two areas that are Dinei D'Oraita, we don't use this Kula of Mikadrin, whereas by Tchumei Shabbat, we do use this Kula of Mikadrin. Now to your question, how do you reconcile all of these statements here? It seems to me that we have different qualifications and different statements. So Tosafot already asks the question, and he says, Venira, do a din begai, begader. It's the same thing with a valley, with a fence. It'll be like flat surface, like I said before. It'll be like the topography, up and down, the gentle up and downs, they don't matter, so you just measure them straight. Now you have end up with 4 dinim. Bikotel v'har, when you're dealing with a wall, or a mountain of some sort, a hill of some sort, then you look at it as if it's flat ground. Vim like Yud Mitoch Dalid, if it steepness is much higher than that, Mavlio, then you include it. You try to traverse it somehow. Vim Yochol Avlio Mikader. If you can't do the Avlio, then you are Mikader. You do the measurement, which is the drilling the hole through it. Vilon Nechet Tashmishte. Then beyond that, you have another din is what happens if it's not easy to use? Omdo Ugholichol. Then you estimate it. That was a case where it's too hard to do the Kidur or to be Mavliet. That's where it's very steep. And it's impossible for you to use it, then you do omeid, you do an estimation. Bimchut yored kenegdo, and if you have the plumb line that drops down right below it, from when you're standing on top, it drops down below, medalei kol shipua, you ignore the shipua completely. Obegai in chluk ben nechetash mishtei lo nechetash mishtei. When it comes to a valley or a gorge, there is no such difference, you can appreciate, as I explained above. So now, you actually have 4 different situations. So in this case, the way you have 4 is, the first case is where you have a gentle slope of some sort. The gentle slope says just keep measuring like normal. And so you will incorporate the slope. Basically, you're going to capture, based on the 50 amma string, you're going to capture a portion of the slope, even though you're supposed to be measuring distance out, you're going to capture some of the slope because that's considered to be the natural movement of the karka. So those gentle up and downs, there you're going to just keep measuring as normal. That's number one. Number two is where the steepness comes to a point where it's not part of the gentle movement of the land. Over there already we say either Mavlio or Mikader, one of those two options in order to avoid measuring the slope, or what we call the hypotenuse, you just want to capture the base, we use Mavlio, Mikader. Lo Necha Tashmishte, which is so steep that it doesn't even allow you to be Mikader, it doesn't allow you to be Mavlia, then in that case we say Omdo, estimate it. But estimate it including the slope, because what you're measuring is from the base of this item to the other side of the base of the item, and you're including everything there of the width. There is one other case, is a case where the steepness is so steep, or the slope is so steep, that when you drop the plumb line, it drops within 4 amot of where you are on top. In that case, you ignore the slope completely. You measure the top, stop, go down to the bottom, measure the bottom, come up again the other side, measure the top. And the slope is completely ignored. It's less than 4 amot. We know the base of that slope is less than 4 amot because of the way the plumb line drops. But we're going to ignore it. Because it's less than 4 amot, we completely ignore it. So those are the 4 stages that Rashi seems to create here, are 4 different types of measurements that are qualified by the statements that are here. That's Tosavot summary. And then he has second Lashon and Rova. In the second Lashon and Rova, you only have 3 different types. Because there, Rova says if it's very steep, then you are Omdo. And if it's less steep, then you use Mikader or Mavlia. So then that would equate it to Necha Tashmishte and Lo Necha Tashmishte. Then there will only be 3 different types and not 4 different types of measurements.
Say it's... goes up 10
Briyamot. Yeah, but that you're assuming that it's only 4 amot, meaning that you could have a slope that gains 10 tefachim in the first 4 amot, another 10 tefachim in the next 4 amot. I mean, it could be gaining 40 tefachim over a span of 16 amot.
Uh-huh.
Right? So in that case, the plumb line's not going to help you. You can't. The plumb line's going to drop. It's going to drop way away from it. It's not going to drop within 4 amot.
Uh-huh.
You're assuming that it's only 4 amot and 10 tefachim, but that's just that's a measurement of slope. But that can be, the slope can extend for a longer duration. You're right, in that one instance where it's exactly the 4 amot and 10 tefachim, then you are in that situation where the plumb line, it'll be like one little movement over, and you'll use plumb line and you say ignore it, and a little more over and you have to measure it. But if it's a longer slope, then that the plumb line will not go within 4 amot, because you won't reach the bottom. By dropping the plumb line, it'll be more than 16 amot away from you. In that case, then you have to use this kidur, or you have to use the havlah. Rabbeinu Tam Mifarish. The Rabbeinu Tam actually has a different approach to the whole Gemara, and he explains this idea of Chuta Mishkolet Yored Kenegdo as being a question as whether a person can descend on that slope, or they're unable to descend on that slope. So in a case where they are able to descend on the slope, then the din is that you have to measure it like normal. It's part of the topography of the area, and if you can descend then you have to measure it like normal. On the other hand, if it's impossible for a person to descend in that area, then you're given the option to be Mavlio or to be Kodro. Then, the Gemara says, until what point can you be Mavlio? How deep can it be? And that's where Rav Yosef comes in. Rav Yosef Necherim say that it can be up to Kufama or up to 2,000 amot. In the second Lashon of Rav Yosef, then you can be Mavlio, where you're unable to descend that slope, you can be Mavlio even more than 2,000 amot. But in the case where it descends and you're able to descend, can you still use Havla'a? So there, the Chachamim and Chirim say, yes, until 100 amot you can be Mavlio, or until 2,000 amot you can be Mavlio. What's the starting point? That has to be at least 4 amot deep. If it's not deep 4 amot, then it's considered to be part of the regular topography. Only once it's descended 4 amot until 100, or 4 amot until 2,000 amot, we give you the option of being Mavlio, of using these Heterim, even though you can descend into there. In addition to that, even when it's only 4 amot deep, that assumes that the slope is not too great. If the slope is very sharp going down there into Dalet Amot, then you have Rova's din kick in, and he says that if it's mitlakeit yud mitoch Dalet, then all you have to do be is omeid. You just assume, you make an estimate of what that distance is, and then you continue on. You don't descend into that area, you don't have to measure it as part of the topography. So that's the way the Rabbeinu Tam explains it. The Rashbam has an additional explanation. His explanation really stems from a different girsa in the Gemara. We quoted before a Tosefta or a Braita about time when he gets to the Kotel, what does he do? So he said there, he gets to the Kotel, he's not no cave. He doesn't drill through it, but rather omdo. He makes an estimate of how much that is, how much the distance is, whether it includes the base according to Rashi, whether according to Tosafot, it's just an estimate of the width without the slants at all. But he has a different girsa, which yimod means yimdod, that he should measure it, that you actually have to measure this kotel. And then based on that, the Rashbam explains the difference between the Braita and our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a case, delo necha tashmishte, that it's not easy to utilize that slope, which is a case of mitlakeit yud bitoch dalet, goes up 10 tefachim within 4 amot. And the case of the Braita is a case of necha tashmishte, case that's mitlakeit yud bitoch hey, goes up 10 tefachim within 5 amot. Similar, it's almost the same distinction that's drawn by Rava in his first Lashon. And that's the way we distinguish. The Braita says, measure it like regular. You count the whole Shipua. That's when it's Necha Tashmishte. When it's a case where it's very steep, That's our Mishnah, then you're Mavliyo. Then on top of that, we have the qualification of Yehuda Mashmuel, that has to do with the Chut Kired Kenegdo or Eno Yered Kenegdo. If it's within 4 amot from the top down to the bottom, the whole slope takes place within 4 amot from the edge of the top to when you reach the base of that valley, then we don't worry about it at all because it's Pachot Midalat Amot, it's not Chashuv, and we ignore it, similar to what Rashi said. On the other hand, if it's greater than 4 amot, then you have to deal with it. How do you deal with it? Then you have to be mavlio. You have to include it through the havla'ah. But when we say that you're mavliyayit, when it's more than 4 amot away from the top to the base, meaning the distance from, not the descent, but how far away, if you were measuring the width, how far away it is, if it's more than dalat amot, when do we mavliyayit? When do we include it? Rav Yosef says it's only up until 2,000 amot. But more than 2,000 amot, even if it's more than dalat amot away, Eino Mavlio, we don't include it at all. It's ignored completely just because it's too big. And we ignore that area of the slope. And then in the Ikad Amrei, Rabbi Yosef says, even when it's greater than 2,000 amot, you still have to worry about the Arba Amot, and you have to be Mavlio them. On the other hand, the Chachamim, the Acherim, who mentioned Kuf and Alpayim as their limit, they're talking about a case where it's Pachot Midalat Amot. So by Pachot Midalat Amot, they say that is considered to be Chashuv, until 100 amot, or until 2,000 amot, but beyond that, it's not considered to be chashuv. The descent's greater than that, the 4 amot are not considered chashuv. Whereas Rav Yosef is speaking about the case of where it's more than dalat amot, and therefore he says, doesn't matter how big it is, the dalat amot were always mavliyah in that case. That gives you a sketch of the different Rishonim and how they approached this Gemara, tried to reconcile all the different pieces of this Gemara together. Alright, I'm gonna stop, we'll stop over here.